Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. has suffered a major political and legal defeat in its efforts to isolate Iran and the world. Rouhani said the U.S. expected Iran to pull out of the 2015 nuclear deal shortly after its own withdrawal in May. However, Rouhani said Tehran showed prudence and stayed in the pact, to Washington's dismay. According to the Iranian president, this measure foiled the U.S. plot to bring on board the five other signatories to the deal against the Islamic Republic. Now, he further called for the current U.S. administration, the most spiteful one in dealing with Iran that has ever come to power in the United States. Rouhani said the U.S. administration is seeking regime change by waging a psychological and economic war and questioning the legitimacy of the Islamic Republic. And now to discuss that more, we are joined by Professor Mohammad Marandi, professor at the University of Tehran, joining us on the phone. Thank you very much, Professor, once again for joining us on Press TV's Top 5
with your
take of these recent developments. Now, there are two sides to the argument that Mr. Rouhani has presented. First of all, he says that the U.S. Was hoping that Iran would also withdraw from the 2015 nuclear deal, and that would lead to the European sides of the deal to go on board with the U.S. and to form a front against Iran. What is your take on this analysis?
I don't know if that is true or not. I don't know what goes on behind the scene between European countries, but I do believe that the United States was probably expecting Iran to exit the agreement immediately after the United States. And what the Iranians did was that they used this opportunity to isolate the United States, despite the fact that the nuclear agreement really is not worth all that much anymore to Iran at this stage. But it has provided an opportunity to corner the United States, and this comes simultaneous with U.S. aggressive posturing towards China, Canada, Mexico, EU countries, and others, and the Russians. So that increased this sense of isolation for the United States. But I also think that the acts committed by Mohammed bin Salman, or the alleged murder of Jamal Khashoggi, who I knew quite well, I think these all contribute to the further isolation of the United States, because Mohammed bin Salman is very closely associated with the Trump regime.
Professor, you're quite right on the issue that, well, whatever the policy and the strategies of the U.S. was, it is now very isolated in the international arena. Now, moving on to the second side of President Rouhani's take on the current developments, he also says that the U.S. administration is seeking regime change by waging psychological and economic war on Iran. And we do know that the sanctions that have been imposed are having an effect on the Iranian people in particular, and they will be feeling the pinch. So what is your take on this part of Mr. Rouhani's argument?
It's a valid argument, although, I'm not quite sure when he says that this is the most spiteful U.S. administration when it comes to Iran. We recall how during the 1980s, the United States gave chemical weapons. The U.S. and its European allies gave Saddam Hussein chemical weapons, and the means to use them in his aggressive war against Iran. And we saw, for example, during the Obama regime, similar attempts to strangle the Iranian economy. We had all these sanctions are a repeat of what we had during the Obama years. The only difference, perhaps, well, two differences, is that I think Obama recognized that these sanctions cannot be put in place for long and remain effective, and that's why he came to Iran for a deal. And the second is that Obama was much more capable than Trump in creating a coalition among other countries. Trump does not have that ability. He has been waging psychological warfare on Iranians, and I think part of the problem that we've had in Iran is as a result of that. So this sense of being different from others and more spiteful perhaps has caused the market to react more dramatically in early on in previous weeks. But I think on the whole, when we look at things comprehensively, the behavior of Trump and Obama really weren't, they weren't very different from each other. They deployed the same sanctions, but I think Trump in the long run will have much more difficulty than Obama because he is isolated and because his regional partners, such as Saudi Arabia, are becoming increasingly vulnerable.
Thank you very much, Professor Mohammad Manandi, professor of Tehran University, joining us on the phone with his take on the Iranian president's analysis of the recent situation in Iran.